This is the Jamar El Fanar in Marrakesh, the ancient square at the heart of the old Medina here. And it's been a place of entertainment for hundreds of years. And you can hear in the background all the noise that's going on. And that's drummers, snake charmers, monkey tamers, acrobats, comics, musicians, everything you could think of. But the one type of entertainment you won't get anymore is the storyteller, because very sadly, the tradition has virtually died out. In the 1970s, for example, there were 18 of them here performing. Now you'd struggle to even find one. Haj Ahmed Zahani began telling stories way back in 1959 when he was just 19. But like others, he was driven out of the square by the noise and the dwindling audiences. Now he's found a new audience at the Café Clock in Marrakesh's Casbah, where the tradition is being revived.
This program represents a lot to me because at least there is someone who cares and who wants this tradition of the storytelling to be alive again and to revive it again. Because most of the storytellers are dead now and they took their stories with them. So now I am so happy to see that there are some people who want to revive this culture. And if there is only 20 or 10 people who got out of this program with some stories in their heads, it will help me a lot and it will help this tradition of the storytelling.
They spent the night together. So the next morning, they woke up, they found two people showing them again.
Sarah Mouhidine is one of two young Moroccan women who've become apprentices here to master storytellers like Haj. She believes she's saving these ancient fables from oblivion. But as a veiled woman, she also has an important message to tell the world.
It's making me feel special, and I'm doing something for the sake of my culture. I'm kind of like doing something for the culture, and I've started from the bottom. And I think storytelling, it's the good way to make Moroccan culture and Moroccans known by other people, not as they see in the media, what they see about Arab wars in Morocco, because some people, when they come here, they really have this fear, phobia from Arabs and Islam. So I want to start from this point, from the storytelling, to make people know that we're just modest people, respectful people, open-minded, we are really peaceful, we're not what you're thinking, just by using storytelling.
I remember some parts of it. I remember the name of the princess. It was about a king who had a very beautiful wife, and then he left the country, and he left her with the maze, and then they did something to her and turned her into a pigeon.
Jawad El Bied was attracted to the storytelling program because it reminded him of stories his grandmother had told him as a child.
It was really important for me because my grandmother, God bless her soul, died, and I really remembered that she was telling me some good stories. I'm still looking for this story. I tell everyone this. I'm still looking for the story that my grandmother used to tell me. It was a fantastic story. So I will be so happy to hear that story again. I will be so thrilled to tell it to the audience and share it with the audience because it was a fantastic story.
Café Clock only opened in February this year, but it has big ambitions. It's starting a similar program at its sister café in Fez. And the young apprentices are going out to tell underprivileged children about this precious part of their heritage, to preserve it for future generations.